Fugitive Brothers, Judges 12, 4 through 7.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. The men of Gilead struck Ephraim because they said, "You are fugitives of Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the middle of Ephraim and in the middle of Manasseh." The Gileadites took the fords at the Jordan against the Ephraimites. When the fugitives of Ephraim said, "Let me go over," the men of Gilead said to them, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said, "No," then they said to him, "Now say Shibboleth." And if he said Sibboleth, for he couldn't manage to pronounce it right, then they seized him and killed him at the fords of the Jordan. At that time, 42,000 of Ephraim fell. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in the cities of Gilead. One of the most horrible things in this sinful world is when brothers hate each other. What was supposed to be a beautiful thing becomes a tragedy. There's a proverb about this. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. "There are 6 things which Yahweh hates, yes, 7 which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness who utters lies, and he who sows discord among brothers." It is possible that all 7 evils in this proverb were done by Ephraim and Gilead. Notice that this proverb starts off with proud eyes and ends with fights between brothers. Pride is often the main reason for fights. We also have a very graphic description of how Ephraim was using a lying tongue. Jephthah killed thousands of his brothers by testing their accent when they were lying. The Bible also tells us that the reason Gilead fought with Ephraim was because Ephraim threatened to make Gilead fugitives. So Gilead evidently made Ephraim fugitives instead. God can choose to punish any sinner, but it isn't clear that Jephthah did this for God's reasons. God did his work in spite of them all anyway. God must oppose those who choose to fight against his will. Jephthah was used to bring Ephraim under control because Ephraim tried to kill the one who was protecting God's land and people from the Ammonites. Jephthah, however, only judged Israel for 6 years. Other judges lasted much longer. This was a dark time in Israel's history because of all of this discord among brothers. God wants brothers to love each other and do whatever they can do to bring peace, as Jesus clearly shows us.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.